Okay, we continue in the Tanya at the very top of page Tof Kof Lamed Dalid, in where we're talking about even though Hashem's Ratzon in us doing mitzvahs is something that is permanent and ever present everywhere, but it depends a lot on our kavana, how much that illuminates that Ratzon that we become aware of it. And therefore he continues, Vizeh Shemavarata. Now the Baal HaTanya is going to explain the following. Now we understand why the fear and the love is called the wings in an analogous way. As it says in Isaiah, talks about the malachim. It says, what do they use their wings for? It says, with two of the wings, they fly. This is all brought from Reb Chaim Vital in his Shar Yichudim, Shaknafim Ba'of, that the analogy of wings of a bird, Hein Zroos Ha'adam, that's like the arms of a person. Says the commentary, Matzonu Bekama Mekomo Sha'ava Vayira Nikrem Kanafayim. We find in many mystical sources that love and fear are referred to as wings. And that's what it says regarding the Malachim of their six wings, that two of them are used, with two of their wings they fly. And those two wings is love and fear. The two wings of a bird are like the two arms of a person. And what do we know mystically about the two arms of a person? Chesed deroa yamina. Chesed is of the right arm. Ugvura deroa shim simola. And gvura is the left arm. Chesed and Gvura, they are the roots of love and fear of Yirah in service of Hashem. And then the whole next piece is just bringing a proof. As it says, next words of the Tanya, Ubitikunim, in the Tikunim of the Zohar, Pershu explains, Sha'oskim batar mitzvahs b'dechilu rechimu nikroim bonim. That those who are engaged in Torah mitzvahs with love and fear are called children. Vim lav, if they're not, nikrem efrochim, they're called chicks. Delo yecholim lefroch, they can't fly. So that's the whole point. In other words, a baby bird can fly, but a chick still is not able to fly. It's not able to use its wings. And therefore, if you learn Torah mitzvahs with love and fear, you're a bird who can fly. Okay, we're going to now skip this Haggah. We're going to go all the way to the bottom of page Tav Kuf Lamed Hey. All that is as a whole Haggad, just proving that love and fear are like the wings. Val Kol Panim Nimtzu, because we see from all this, Sha'ava V'yira Hem Knafayim, that love and fear are the wings. V'atora Atzma, the Torah itself, He Guf V'rosh, is like the body and the head. V'nim V'zeh, and here's the concept. Back to the Tanya at the bottom. This is how you go. This is how you end the parak a lot by skipping all the haggos.
I can see that.
Ki kamo shekan fe ha'of einam ikar ha'of. Let's talk about the bird's ability to live. Just the ability to live. The wings are not the main primary existence of the bird. Vein chayusu tovim klal. His life doesn't depend on those wings at all. Kiditznan, as we learned in a Mishnah. Nitlu agafeha kshera. If a bird's wings have been removed, it's still kosher. Okay? That doesn't render it a trefa. It can live. For ikar, what's the primary part of a bird? Hu rosho v'chol gufo. It's his head and his body. V'aknafayim ein rak misham shemim l'rosh v'gufo l'pircha b'hem. The wings only serve the head and the body to fly. It's an additional benefit that a bird can fly, but a bird could live without flying. So that's the analogy to the real world. Torah mitzvahs are the main supernal unification that happens through the revelation of the supernal will that's revealed through them. Torah mitzvahs connect Hashem into this world. That's what it does. But, and if you have that, it's alive, as it were. However, but the fear and the love, heimalin o son, but takes them, lamakam, she is galaba haratzonor, into a place where that Ratzon will be revealed of the Or Ein Sof, Baruch Hu V'ha Yichud, Shehein Yitzira U'Briya. Now that takes it to the worlds of Yitzira and Briya. The love and fear take the mitzvahs, fly them up to higher worlds of Yitzira and Briya. Commentary. Kanfehof Einam Ikar Of, the wings of a bird is not the main bird. V'cheino Av V'yira Einam Chelek Meguf Adav Ratzo. So too love and fear is not the portion of the essence of the thing. Ach Merech, on the other hand, Chashiv Mod, it's very important. Shilo Knafayim, bird needs to have wings, because then the bird can fly higher. If a bird without wings now is an animal that lives only on the ground and does not soar. He needs his wings to fly. So love and fear elevate the mitzvahs. Because a mitzvah itself, you find the will of Hashem in a mitzvah. This is the supernal unification. As long as it's below, in terms of the physicality of the world, so Hashem can't illuminate. Hashem doesn't illuminate down here because this is the world of Tzimtzum. So really don't see what's happening from this mitzvah. Alright? But your love and fear, that elevates the mitzvah. Through the natural, even natural love and fear, even, remember we said there's the natural, the instinctive, and the one that you develop. But any love and fear is helpful. Oyli Yitzira goes to the world of Yitzira. But, Ubem Tzos Avir Sichlim, but with the intellectual love and fear, Oyli Labriya goes to the world of Briya, Vekach Yochol, Eskalos, Rotzen, and then the will of Hashem can be revealed. All right, now we skip a next Hagah, going all the way to the next page, Tav Kuf Lamed Ches.
This is only because of Sam. He wants to finish.
No, there's plenty to do still. Believe me, there's a lot of footnotes to do. So now we're about six lines from the top, continues the Tanya. Okay. Now he asks an interesting question. He says, okay, you're going to tell me that love and fear are the wings of a mitzvah. Yeah? Good. But isn't love and fear itself one of the 613 mitzvahs?
Mm-hmm.
So now, how do we deal with that then? How do we deal with that? In other words, is it a wing or is it a body? That becomes the issue. Even though love and fear is part of the 613 mitzvahs, they're still called wings. Lios, because the goal of love is to serve Hashem out of love. Commentary. Even though love and fear have their own virtue of being a mitzvah, they're still called wings, which isn't primary. So how is it if it's a mitzvah? Mitzvah is primary, and if it is a mitzvah also. The goal of love is not for the goal of love. In other words, the reason you love Hashem isn't merely to love Hashem. Ela tachlisa, the goal of love, he lahachnis chiyus permit, is to put life in the Torah and the mitzvahs. Okay, so he's going to explain.
You're saying it permeates all the other mitzvahs?
Yes, it has to get in, that's exactly. It's got to put life and make the mitzvahs fly. That's what they really have to do. So you have to understand, So Hashem gives us a mitzvah to love and fear Hashem. If you wouldn't know about loving and fearing Hashem, we wouldn't know it applies to anything. So loving and fearing Hashem, although it is a mitzvah per se, but its real goal isn't just to have the love of Hashem, but its goal is how it will affect other mitzvahs. He will explain, he will explain, he will explain, 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 explain. Because says the Tanya further, V'ava b'li avoda. Now, what about love without serving Hashem? So let's think of it. I love you, Hashem, but I'm not putting on tefillin today. Yeah. I love you, Hashem, I'm not giving you tzedakah today. Right? Now, is this a real love? Now, there could be times when you're not doing a mitzvah. Right? So he, ava bitanugim, this is what we call the love of pleasure, lis'aneg al Hashem, to delight in Hashem. That is a little bit like the taste you have in the world to come. And that's the Kabbalah Schar. That's the reward you get. As we know, the pasuk says, "V'hayom lasosim k'siv." The pasuk says, "You're going to do the mitzvahs today," and explains the. I think it's the one of the Hasidic sources. Ulumacher lekabelschorm. Tomorrow you get the reward. So that's a different kind of love, which he will elaborate on. Shnei afanim yesh ba'av. There's two types of. He talked about this many moons ago. But it's good refreshing. Two types of feelings of love. Ava bet Simon, there's the love of the hungering, the yearning, the missing something. You're missing something. You want it. You're longing for it. That's a love. Ava bet anugim. And then there's the love of the pleasure of the love. He explains. Ava bet Simon, what is the love of hungering for it, thirsting for it? When you feel your distance from Hashem, and that feeling, that feeling demands that you do something to close the gap. Now that will arouse you to learn Torah and do mitzvahs. Because that's going to get you close to Hashem. In other words, that's why you need to have the love. The love puts you to want to do the mitzvahs and gets you excited to do the mitzvahs. Ava betanugim, the love of the pleasure, here goshes kirvas Hashem. That's the feeling of the closeness to Hashem. I feel close to Hashem. So there's the yearning love that compels me to do things to get close to Hashem. And then there's the real feeling of being close to Hashem. Shemeir etzlo gilu elokis umisaneg Hashem. That illuminates to him the revelation of this divine essence, and he delights in Hashem. Va'avazu, and this love, eina kores umoreres usolim haTorah. That love doesn't arouse you to learn the kiyumitzu mitzvah. Sharei hu margish, he already feels close. V'zuhi ya'ava b'li avoda. This love without avoda attached to it. Now, umadregazu, and this level of ava betanugim, he may ain olam haba. That's like being in the world to come. When you're in the world to come, what is the feeling there that, you know, that God intended us to have? He intended us to feel this great joy in being close to Hashem. And at that point, you don't do mitzvahs in that world. You don't have any free will choice. You just enjoy being close to Hashem. That is for sure. Love means wanting to be close to someone.
Yeah, okay.
And
well,
being close.
There.
So that is feeling love.
That
I feel great. The two of us are sitting together, a husband and wife who are enjoying their company and are sitting together, even doing nothing, are experiencing love because they are happy to be together with each other, and we don't have to do anything to be closer. Sometimes you have to do things to get a little closer.
That's but, joy, pleasure.
No, that's love. That now he's telling you the definitions. Love means being close to someone. That is what love means, that you are at one with someone. It's somebody that either you want very much to be close to or you're feeling close to. That is what love is. So in the world to come, you're feeling that closeness, and that is the feeling of love. Love means that I want to be near you. And even better, if I am near you and I'm enjoying the nearness of you, that is love. There's no other definition of love. If you love someone, that means you want to be near them and you take pleasure in being near them. Okay, so if the husband's out of town and he misses his wife, he's having this love feeling that I want to be with you. And then when he's with his wife, then he's experiencing that happiness of the love that is there, that you are with this person. Now, that secondary love, really, that is primarily in the world to come. That's the only kind of love that's going to be in the world to come. But in this world, ki olam hazeh, eino olam shel kabbalas schar. This world, you don't get the rewards. Elo olam hamas, this is the world of action. Therefore, the love that is appropriate for this world has to be bound up with the doing. Ava hamoreres l'kiyum haTorah, a love that arouses us to do things in the Torah and mitzvahs, and v'nosans b'machis, it puts life into them, because this is what's going to get me close to Hashem. I want to do this because I want to be close to Hashem. You know, lahavdol. Let's give a very faraway example. Okay. Person wants to be standing on top of the podium with a gold medal. He would just love that. Playing his national anthem for his country. Right? So, 4 years in advance, he's training. Because what motivates him to train and with gusto and trying, because I want to be at that podium. And if he doesn't care to be at that podium, let's say his parents want him to be an Olympic champion, but he really couldn't care less, but he wants to please his parents, but you know, there's not going to be life in the training. There's life in the training when you want to stand at that podium. And then you're enjoying the training because this is getting me closer to that podium. So lahavdol, olam haba, is you're standing on the podium next to Hashem, and instead of a medal, you get Hashem. Uh-huh. Right? Sweet. So now I'm doing those things, so I want to be close to Hashem. I really want to be close to Hashem. And these are the things that guarantee. And in this one, there's no winners or losers.
Right.
You're competing against yourself. So nobody can beat you out. If you do what you're supposed to do, everyone will be on the podium. Right? So that's the difference. So now we need love in every mitzvah. So we'll do those mitzvahs that will grant us this closeness in the world to come. Hazoicha, now listen to this. Hazoicha lamadregas avapatanugim, the person who merits to feel the pleasurable love while alive in this world. He's on the level, as the Pasuk says, and this is what the rabbi, not the Pasuk, but what the rabbis would tell each other when they would part from each other, the blessing they would give is, you should see your world in your lifetime, which means see the next world already to a certain degree in this world. Therefore, they merit a love that's similar, not completely, but it's a taste of that world to come. When you're in this world. Although this doesn't bring him to doing anything. When he has that feeling, at that point, it's not like he's doing any mitzvah. Okay, now I'm going to do a mitzvah to get close. What, you're feeling close right now? And listen to this, ain't that concern about, that's not a deficiency in the love. Shrei say, get him, that is the state of the world to come. Shame avoda, where there is no avoda. Okay, so this is, I believe what he is saying. He's not saying it in so many words. He's saying there's a mitzvah to love Hashem. It's one of the 613 mitzvahs, is to be in a state of just feeling the love.
It's like being in the sukkah.
Just feeling the love. You're just sitting. Oh, so happy that I'm with Hashem right now. That's the mitzvah of loving Hashem. But on the other hand, every mitzvah you do has to be done with a love of a love that what? That this is what's going to get me closer to Hashem. That's the way I believe he's explained this. However, says the Tanya, Mishalo Higil Midazu Litomein Olam Haba. But if you're not yet at that level to taste that Olam Haba in your lifetime, Eladayim Nafsha Shokeka, but your soul is yearning for, V'tzmeil Hashem, and you're thirsting Hashem, V'kil Silav Kalim, and you're pining for Him all day long. And he's not saturated, his thirst is not saturated with the waters of Torah that are before him. It's like someone standing on the other side of a river, or someone who's standing in a river. He's crying out, I need to drink water. Okay, what do we mean by this? Commentary says, "Mi shalohi giel amadrega shielo tanik beloko." Someone who has not yet reached the level that is enjoying Hashem. Kol avodah sehu beinin at Simon laorat Simon and Yosef. His whole service just to arouse more thirst. But the einat simon mevesel, but that yearning doesn't bring him to learn Torah. In other words, a person's not on that level, but he wants to be close, but he's not doing anything to get close. The guy's in the river, he's crying out for water. Shirotz, at least, eventually he wants to drink, but doesn't drink. All right. So, and that's it. Look at footnote Aleph below. So says one of the Mittler Rebbe, Rebbe Amtsoi. Sheba Oifen Zeh, Hareza Raish, Ein Hu Mechavse. That's a proof that you're not seeking out Hashem. Dim Kengis, if you were, who Merava Simon, he would saturate his thirst. Shemachape says atzmo. Here's the problem. He's searching for himself. He wants to see himself yearning more and more. That barometer al simon amiti to true yearning is limud Torah, person learning Torah or doing mitzvahs. That really shows if you really are thirsting for it or not. So you can't say, I really want to be close to Hashem. I really want to be close to Him. But you don't do anything to get close to Hashem. So that's nonsense. Right? And now he says a beautiful pshat.
Tenua is what?
Movement. Back to the Tanya, back upstairs. These are the last words of the Tanya on this parak. And then there's a Ujungus footnote. And I don't know if we're going to do it all today. Like the Navi bemoans. He says, it's Navi Yeshaya. Hoy haveit kol somei, anybody who's thirsty, lechu lamayim, go to the water.
Whoa.
Interesting pasuk. Ki lefi pshutei muvin, doesn't make sense. Demishu tzomei umesavei lilmod, somebody's thirsty and wants to learn, shita shilma meatzmo, obviously he's going to learn. Someone who's thirsty for water, do you have to be instructed, go drink water?
No. It's a natural instinct.
Anyone who's thirsty, go drink water. I know if I'm thirsty, I drink water. So what's he saying? And why does he go, whoa? He bemoans. Yeah. Oive, all those that are thirsty, there's a terrible state we're in now, guys. And anyone who's thirsty, go drink water. What's going on?
You may not know.
What's going on? Water. As we explain on the place at length, he explains. Chazal omrim, the rabbi says, in my military, this water is only synonymous with Torah. Vine, hatsome, this thirst, shanavi kovalov, that the navi bemoans, ena kavana shut some limit. It's not that he's thirsty to learn Torah. Does a rape shit shach masalot? Because then he'll learn. Ela kavana sabasak, lemisha shama says, someone who's thirsting for Hashem. Kol, hatsome, anyone who's thirsting for Hashem. And it could possibly be this person is thirsty, who is not learning Torah. This is what the Navi complains. Anyone who's thirsty, you want to be close to him. So learn the Torah. That's what you got to do to get close to him. There's not. No, I want to be close to Hashem. Good. You want to be close to Hashem. So do something.
Go for a walk on the
now, beach. If you really want to thirst for Hashem, if you really are thirsty, you'd be drinking. So why aren't you drinking? He calls that. Now he brings us full circle here. He calls that moving. Now from those who understand, Hatam she'avir anikra gatvim. This is why love and fear are called wings. Hagam she'i mitzvah. Seems that they're also mitzvahs. Ki mitzvahs ava eina shetia inyan la'atzvot. Because the mitzvah of ava isn't that it should be for itself. Its goal is to bring us to learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And that way it makes things fly. Okay? So that's really... it comes out the mitzvah of loving and fearing Hashem. Really, it's an interesting thing. It's if you really have it, that will benefit your other mitzvahs. That's what he's really saying. It's still a command. That's what I'm saying. If you got to love Hashem, you got to fear Hashem, because if you don't, all your mitzvahs are not going to have any life to them. But, on the other hand, you could be in a state where you're in... What's that secular word? No. Can't remember. Okay, anyway, where if you're there, right, you're feeling the love of Hashem, okay, you're not actually doing a mitzvah, but you're already in the rewarded state. You're in the reward state. Yeah, kumbaya. Yes, that was Obama's word. We're going to create a world of kumbaya, right? Nirvana, face. Right, if you're mamish feeling the goodness, you're mamish feeling it. Oh, I feel close to Hashem. Okay, you're not doing anything. You already hit the goal. You know, mitzvahs, as the Tanya Azor says, these are etzes. These are
pathways.
These are advice. How can you get close to Hashem? So love and fear, as if they're put as a major ingredient in mitzvahs, that will get you close to Hashem. But if you already are close to Hashem,
I presume there's a counterfeit of that. People think that they anything about it.
When you meditate on Hashem properly and you're happy that there's Hashem in this world, his bodedus could bring you to this, or Shabbos can bring you to this.
We talked earlier about
feeling.
Someone who doesn't do mitzvahs and thinks they can accomplish that without.
But they're not. They're not. If you're not doing this, you're saying you love your wife, but you don't do anything for her whole life.
It's lip service.
I love you, dear, but I don't go to work to make parnasa. I just sit on the couch and I do nothing. I don't go shopping. I don't take the garbage. I don't do anything. I don't compliment you, but I love you. Right? So then you're fooling yourself. You don't mean anything. Okay, now, on the other hand, if you really do love your wife and she loves you, then there's certain times that you don't have to do anything. You just sit together and enjoy each other's company.
That's all I'm about.
Okay, now, he's going to start a big question here.
V'nei l'chora.
That's what he's explained. So that's why you need to love Hashem, because if you don't love Him, you're not going to be motivated. Whatever you're going to do is going to be done lethargically. And it's not going to really take your mitzvahs anywhere. And it's not going to reveal anything. The whole concept still isn't clear. What is the intent of creation? Let's go back. Hashem wanted to have a domicile down here. And already said that only happens when you actually do mitzvahs. So the will of Hashem is in the actual doing of a mitzvah. So he's asking the question, so what do we care that they didn't fly above? What do we care that the Ratzon isn't revealed? The Ratzon still exists in all its power as far as Hashem is concerned. It seems that love and fear are side issues. It's not really touching upon the essential desire of Hashem doing it. In other words, the question is, Hashem wants to be in this world. Good. How does Hashem get in this world? You put on tefillin, Hashem's in this world. Okay, good. So now, what's the difference if I love or fear Hashem or not? I did the mitzvah. Hashem should be here. The goal of the world should be accomplished. So he says, but truly, that's certainly not true. Verado, here's the proof. We already quoted this Chazal. A person should always learn Torah even for ulterior motives, because eventually he'll do it for the right reason. How did we explain that already through the Tanya? How did Tanya explain that? Because we know eventually all Jews are going to do tshuva, and he's going to do tshuva even from those ulterior motives. Then his Torah is going to ascend.
The same with tefillah.
Ubalomit stam. And we learn stam without any feelings. Ki kishiyach lishma. Once you start to learn lishma, feel even without tshuva, then your Torah goes up.
Yeah,
that's why you should always be learning Torah, even shalol lishma or even stam, because eventually it'll get up there. That's how we explain it.
Hopefully.
Now wait a minute. So why do we need this reason? The master shalom time said, it seems that without this reason. You should always learn Shlo Lishma, because Shlo Lishma brings you to Lishma. So what if you're never going to get to Lishma? It would seem you shouldn't learn it.
Yeah.
What if I could guarantee you this will never come to Lishma? I guarantee you're never going to
achieve it. So it just all stays down here.
So it would appear you shouldn't learn it, right? It's think, right?
Right.
So it appears you should never learn Shlo Lishma if you're never going to get to that other stage. But wait a minute, no. Hare, I feel in love with you, but you don't come to Lishma. But don't you have the will of Hashem fulfilled?
Yeah.
That we did a mitzvah? Even if it's done for other reasons, keep the brackets. What do we care? It's not revealed. But that's not so. So we're forced to say, but shechem loymar, lolam yasak adam afilu shelo lishma. We say a person lishma ki amaisa hi haikar, because the mice is the main thing.
Right. Because that's the dir betachtonim, as we said.
So it's all part of the question. Well, so
he wants to know lishma, but it seems like even without if you never ever get to lishma, you're still doing the mitzvah and you're bringing a dir betachtonim.
Well, yeah, but he's saying it would imply.
If he didn't.
See, this is the question. He's not answering the question.
He's not answering it, but that's. Because he's, right. But he says at the end, Ki hamaisehu eikar.
I understand, but he's saying it, but that's it still should be a question. It's a question. We're holding it.
Yeah.
We're answering a question with a question.
Yeah, it's still.
We don't understand, so I don't understand. So it appears. So why can't they just learn Torah Shalom Lishma? Yeah. But it seems. Even if without any hope of Lishma. So what's wrong with that? So now we have to answer it. Habir b'zeh, the explanation is, kavona sabriyahi, the intention of the world, lios odir b'tachtoni, which means that Hashem should reside down here. B'diras melech basar v'dam lahav, let's say of a flesh and blood king. Let's use a marshal. Yesh Hashem, let's say the king wants to be down with the subjects. So there's going to be two aspects. Echad masha melech nimsa shem b'chol asam, A, the king is there. Kumosh is b'ralel periglam of Abarach. First of all, the king should be there. Beis, masha dira tshichalias diras mores. It has to be a lid up dira, a lichtika dira. It has to be a lid up dira.
Yeah.
Dira mores. That's well lit up. You can invite the king to your house.
But it's dark.
It could be a dark room.
Yeah.
Haina shinyanam shel hador bahadira yesham begili. It should be that the one who lives there should be revealed. Vidira chashucha, but a dark dira. The king could be totally in a dark room,
yeah.
Couldn't he?
Yeah.
But that still ain't a deer. That's not called a place to be.
No, it's not.
And that's as it were, above as it were. But the fact that Hashem wants to be down here, there's two aspects. He wants to be down here, and that'll happen no matter what. But to be revealed. For lo behel, but not hidden. Hashem wants to be down here, and that we should see that he's down here.
That explains it nicely.
Ein ze shakavona hi bishnei inyanim. It doesn't mean the kavona is in both things. Hakavona hi dira. It's not that it's two separate things. That kavona is the dira. Ubedira yeshna shnei pratim. And dira has two details. Elu shal yodam nishim in a dira. Right? So, you know, that's not. The kavona of a dira is that you got both things. Okay? Ushnei pratimel. You need to have both details for it to be a dira.
Yeah.
What if the power has got out?
Yeah.
Can you live in a house that's got no power?
Well, if it's in the winter, it's going to be a little more challenging.
So now the two details, nasis, are the amaisa. You have to do it. The doing it brings the king into the palace. And the love and the fear.
That's it. Lights it up.
Just having that domicile. You did the mitzvah. That's good. That is the rasa. Hashem wants to be down here, for sure. But the revelation, that comes when you do things lishma. When you're learning for ulterior motives, the Torah is hidden. It's in the klipas. Even learning just for, without thinking at all. It's only in this world. And Ratzon Elyon Begilut. The Hashem's will is not revealed because it's just down here. Therefore, you have to come to. It's going to eventually be Lishma. If the godliness will never be revealed, there's no Tachlis there. When you're going to miss the light of the domicile. So you bring him down isn't much. So the king's here, you can't see him. Or it'll help. The kavana is adira. And what is adira? You pay the bills. Adira is when it's revealed. If you made adira, if it's not adira, has no goal. But since we know eventually it's going to come, eventually it will come. The power is going to get turned on one day. They'll eventually be revealed. They should learn. Nimtza comes out. So Ava and Yira, on the one hand, is a primary aspect of Torah mitzvah. This is the fulfillment of the intent that the Dira should be revealed. On the other hand, Haim Knafayim, their wings. The Iker Hu Amaisen, the main thing is the actions. Kisov Sof Etzam Inyan. Because the main thing is bringing the essence. Nasid Mas comes through the Maisa. But the Kavanah of the Mitzvahs is that these actions should be revealed. Missing the Kavanah of Mitzvahs. There was no goal. Once there is Kavanah, the main thing is here the Maisa Mitzvah, and they are the wings. So what's coming out over here? So again, he's saying that the love and the fear make the place lit up.
Yeah.
Revelation. How about if you light the whole house and the king doesn't show up? That's also not good.
That's not good either.
So you want the king to come. If you don't do the mitzvah, the king ain't coming, period.
Well, there's no place for him to come to.
He's not here.
There's no dira.
There's nothing there. But you want to be lit up.
You had lights on.
Right. So how do the lights get on? Because there is a love and a fear of Hashem.
That's where we get the expression, the lights are out at nobody's home.
At all times. At all times. So it's still a little tricky here because obviously if you're loving to do the mitzvahs, you're going to love the king to be there. Right?
Well, unless the love is...
What if you're doing the mitzvahs, you don't want to do the mitzvahs? You're not loving to do the mitzvah.
Okay, so you're making the house,
king,
but there's
the
no light.
The king is there. There's no light. I'm not even interested.
I'm
in
the
king.
Dark.
But if you're loving to do the mitzvahs, obviously that means you're anxiously awaiting the king to come.
Yeah.
And then when he's there, you go whoop-de-doo. It's great.
Whoop-de-doo.
This is really amazing. We've turned on all the lights for you, Hashem.
Yeah.
And now when he's here, you're feeling the love. And that really is the next aspect of that love that's there. So we want to live with Hashem in a lit up world. So you've got to have the lights on. And those lights, right? And really, it's Hashem who turns the lights on too.
100%. But isn't that what Sukkot was? You put all the time and effort in building the Sukkah.